This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has officially concluded a historic high-stakes state visit to Australia, leaving behind a future-proof blueprint for the India-Australia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. From high-powered boardrooms to iconic landmarks, this intense itinerary systematically advanced diplomatic, economic and security ties between the two democratic giants. The grand tour culminated in spectacular sports diplomacy at the iconic Melbourne Cricket Ground. Standing on the historic turf, the two leaders officially launched the India-Australia Sports Collaboration Roadmap. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Auckland today on a two-day visit to New Zealand, on the third and last leg of his three-nation visit. Mr. Modi will hold talks with his New Zealand counterpart, Christopher Luxon. India and New Zealand are celebrating 100 years of sporting ties in 2026. Hockey, which started this journey in 1926, continues to bring the two countries closer. The sporting relationship began in 1926 when the Indian Army hockey team became the first Indian sports team to tour New Zealand. Former Hockey New Zealand CEO and 1976 Olympic gold medalist Ramesh Patel says Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit will further strengthen sports cooperation between the two countries. As India and New Zealand celebrate a century of sporting ties, hockey remains a strong bridge of friendship, connecting the people of both countries and inspiring future generations. New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi today said clean energy met over 50% of the country's electricity demand for the second time. In a social media post, Mr. Joshi said renewable sources contributed 50.2% of the power supply on the 6th of this month. The minister called this a testament to the growing strength and reliability of India's clean energy ecosystem. He said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, India continues to power sustainable growth with speed and determination. Niti Aayog member Dr. Joe Ramania held interaction with UNICEF India representative Cynthia McCaffrey and her delegation in New Delhi to strengthen collaboration on child-centric development, school education and human development. According to Niti Aayog, the discussions focused on safe and inclusive learning, foundational literacy and numeracy, teacher education, student well-being, cyber safety and digital security, particularly in aspirational districts and blocks. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand today, while in some parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Uttar Pradesh, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected today. The Met Department has issued a yellow alert for light to moderate rainfall over the national capital today. Monsoon activity continues to remain active across several parts of Himachal Pradesh, with persistent rainfall affecting many areas. The Met Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall at isolated places today in five districts, Kangra, Mandi, Shimla, Solan and Sirmaur. In view of the weather warning, all educational institutions in Sirmaur and Solan districts have been closed for the day. Former Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has been laid to rest at the Imam Reza Shrine in Mashhad as thousands of supporters gathered to pay their final farewell. His eldest son, Sayyid Mustafa Khamenei, performed the ritual prayers. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was killed in U.S.-Israeli strikes on the 28th of February this year, triggering a widespread conflict across the West Asia region. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has announced that legislative elections will be held in late November this year, the first such polls since 2006. President Abbas issued a presidential decree fixing the 28th of November this year as the date for elections across all Palestinian territories, including Jerusalem, the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. The decree said the elections aim to strengthen democracy and complete the electoral process in Palestine. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 1% up in the afternoon session today. The Sensex advanced 747 points to 77,488, while the Nifty added 223 points to 24,186 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, IT, metal and banks emerged as the leading gainers. And with that, we end this news bulletin.